Welcome in our guest for this morning. Brady Trinkle is the new head basketball coach at Garden City Community College. And good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Good morning. Appreciate you having me here.
Hey, no problem. And we're looking forward to a great basketball season. And I hear that you have a young group. And, of course, with you being in your first year, what are some of the challenges that you face in the beginning?
A lot of challenges now. There's a whole lot of teaching. Going on. Having so many new guys, a new system, and everything new about it, and, you know, trying to get their mindset on the importance of college athletics and teaching these kids the right way how to do things. And we've had an interesting first 7 weeks. It's been fun. I like the group. They're a hard-working group. They're doing what we ask, and that's the first step. And
how do you develop those roles early in the season?
It's hard. It's hard, to be totally honest with you. That's the one thing I talked with them about Saturday night. We got back from Colorado that I need to define their roles as a coach and just tell them what they are. Because right now, some guys are still trying to figure it out, which is good. Because if we knew right now and we were really good right now, then I would tell you we come January, February, when we play conference games, that we would struggle. Because then we'd be too way ahead of everything. But right now, it's good because I think every day we can improve in certain things. And that's just going to make us better come March.
Who are some of the players that I know that most of your roster is new, but right. Who are some of the players are you looking to take that leadership
for? I brought Jade Cathy back, who's a liberal Kansas kid. And Jade was an all-region and all-conference player last year as a freshman. And Jade's shown improvements. Jade's shown a lot of improvements. Jade needed a little bit of some tough love when it came to athletics. And I've given him that, and I've had no problem giving that, and he's accepted it. Taylon Whitaker is a kid out of Denver, Colorado. He's actually already committed to Division I, committed to Texas Pan American. He'll sign November 7th with them. And, he's 6'5", 240-pound true five man that's a really good athlete. And, you know, he's one that comes in I think he's one of those exciting players to watch, you know. And then we go 6'9", 240, a kid out of Queens, New York, that by the name of Miles Banks. He's a freshman. He's a little raw right now, but he's one that when it's all said and done, he's going to be a really, really good player for our school. He's a 6'9 skateboarder too. That's the interesting thing about him. But a lot of fun. I'm enjoying this team. I'm having a lot of fun. They're working as hard as I've ever. 14 years at the junior college ranks, I've been coaching, and I've honestly never had a group from number one to the last guy on the team work as hard as they do. So
yeah, you have a background at Dodge, so yes, you know the area pretty well.
Sure, I was at Seward County for 2 years too, so I'm very familiar with Western Kansas. It's my 12th year just in the Jayhawk West Conference, so I love the conference. I mean, this is part of the reason why I love staying in this area. It's this league. And, it's an exciting league. Top to bottom, it's an exciting league. It's like every year our last place team will beat the first place team somehow. You know, and I think that tells you something about the depth in our conference.
I'm Tim Boulware. Thanks for joining us for Southwest Kansas Focus. You can hear us every Sunday morning beginning at 10:05 right here on your Ag and Information Leader, KBUF. Don't forget, you can also go to our website if you missed any of the interviews or you want to hear them in their entirety. We'll post them up on our website, westernkansasnews.com. Coming up next is the United Methodist Church.